81 degrees. It's sunny for the moment in Nashville, but there is an 80% chance of rain and thunderstorms today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Mount Juliet will soon see 24/7 drone coverage over the city. First responders plan to use a fleet of drones to more immediately get eyes on unfolding calls for help. For WPLN, Emily West reports.
Mount Juliet police will place the first set of drones on the south end of town, which has the highest call volume. So far, there hasn't been the same pushback as seen in Nashville, where police are testing drones now in the Madison area. Mount Juliet Police Chief Tyler Chandler said the drones will go out for emergency calls for service, not random patrols of the city. Here's how that will work. That drone will automatically launch, respond, hover over that incident, and begin to send real-time video playback to responders. During that testing period, Chandler said it helped during an in-progress burglary.
So the drone was there within 30 seconds and up in the air and watching the suspect vehicle, watching the suspect walk around the home before officers ever arrived.
Chandler said it takes officers anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes to arrive. He said using drones was an efficient use of technology. The full fleet should be up and flying by September. Emily West, WPLN News.
Tennessee Senator and gubernatorial candidate Marsha Blackburn was one of the planned targets of an attempted drone attack at the White House UFC fight last weekend. The Tennessean reports a group of people from around the country planned to fly drones with explosives over the event. At least 5 individuals were arrested before the fight. A 19-year-old in Ohio suggested Blackburn as a target in an online message due to the senator's support of Israel. In a statement to Newsmax, Blackburn said she found the rhetoric upsetting. After learning the suspect had been arrested, she attended the fight with her grandson. The Trump administration has gotten involved in the dispute over a massive data center near Memphis. A lawsuit says the unpermitted power plant that fuels Elon Musk's XAI facility violates the Clean Air Act. This week, the Justice Department filed a motion to intervene in the case. The filing asks for the case to be dismissed, saying the data center is critical to the economy and to the U.S. military. Meanwhile, another Tennessee community has voted to press pause on data center construction. The Oak Ridger reports the Anderson County Commission voted unanimously on Monday to enact a 2-year moratorium while local officials study the environmental, health, and infrastructure impacts of such facilities. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.